So, still going on. Not too... things are winding down. It's just Dara and Silva left. Who's still fighting? Well, if you call Dara doing that. Murray keeps elbowing Q to make sure that he doesn't seem, start spacing out. Ever feels really weird as well. Is Ever watching?
You were asked if I was watching. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Ever is watching Dara directly. From where you can see, you're on a hill, right? You can see more of her cleavage than anywhere else. It's definitely hypnotic of some sort. Not just like the cleavage itself, but also her movements, her body, and you start feeling upset at anyone who's dealing with her. In fact, feeling rather upset at Eros, who's getting her attention. This is particularly strange for Ever, because it's weird. Is your hill kind of near Eros? How close are you to Eros?
I don't know.
You were just coming.
Who's over there? Just Eros?
Nope, we're all over here,
except
for Kuro.
Yeah, and the stranger has wandered off to look for Kuro.
Even
then,
I
would be moving towards.
You can very clearly see Q, the strange metallic thing. Mm-hmm.
We thought it was a pillar. But
yeah. It's like a perfectly cylindrical pillar of metal. Mm-hmm. And then they're near Eros, but not next to him. Directly. So where does Ever go?
Facing that way? Away from the pen.
You still feel very angry, like a resentment towards Eros.
That's nothing new.
Yeah. It's a different one. It's a jealousy. Dara notices Ever, looks at Ever for a second, frowns, and turns back to Eros and winks at Eros.
I'm the one with all the attention here.
Yep. Ever no longer feels any sort of animosity towards Eros. Besides the normal.
Just the normal amount.
Yeah, but during that, Eros did notice that Dara frowned, although he finds it incredibly sexy. Maybe even a pout. That's what his brain registers at. And continues. Murray and Q see the kind of interaction from a distance. Q kind of not focusing, but, Murray keep nudging him, shoving him, be like, see that? She stopped whatever she was doing. On that one over there. So it's you, right?
Yeah.
Pretty clear there.
Lost interest almost. Not really important, but she keeps holding Eros. Eros is a little bit too easy to manipulate, though.
Yeah.
Hey!
He's just waiting.
How's it going? I feel big, meaty hand slapping the back. Hey! Straight up.
Hey, Greg. Oh, great. Hey, we saw your match.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, it was pretty interesting. What did you do that caused that lightning? Kind of interesting.
She's watching Dara. Oh. That's enough of that. She just taps her shoe. Shakes her head again. It's too fancy to walk around.
You hear her
say again, that's enough of that. You hear a double echo. Pen. One. They both finish at the same time.
The second and fifth?
Yeah. Like, a few seconds after Greater Walker.
Which were the Tinkerer and...
No.
Nope.
No,
the Silva.
Oh. The gnome finished already? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The leg, yeah.
You still hear crying from,
right.
from where he was. You go like,
oh, no one has legs.
Q doesn't really want to look. It's really disgusting.
It is awful.
It's really awful.
Just legs everywhere.
Just,
well.
This is mass murder, basically. This is like
none of the people died either. All
that's the problem. Is that they're all still alive.
A
they're all
people
in
without
huge
legs.
Amounts of pain.
I see people.
I don't fix them.
They're being carried out and like you know. Anesthesia, being put to sleep.
I'm basically seeing like the crosses, the healing crosses floating on
them. Some, like, but not as many as there could be because they don't have the chops to fix.
Ooh.
Oh no. That's
they're gonna be long. Without legs now.
Oh my god. Shit. So he's just absolutely disgusted. He's horrified.
So is ever.
Eros doesn't know what's going on. He's focusing on Darrow.
Eros does nothing else but Darrow. To Eros.
So Silva beat up everybody conventionally?
Silva,
knocked everyone out?
Just knocked everyone out. A few of them surrendered. They saw what was coming. They were like, okay, you are clearly better than us. We're going to back off. Thanks for punching and hit some of them. They're like, no, I'm serious. I'm not surrender. Arbitrator, I'm out. And then she moves on. Keeps going.
Who was where?
Who watched
with
Kuro was at Silva's.
The stranger had met up with Kuro.
And the rest of us were at the Pentagon.
He watched the end of the match with Silva.
So what does she do?
What do you mean?
What does she do?
Hypnosis.
What?
You just take care of yourself.
Okay.
Eros
cool.
is still staring where Darrow was. She's no longer there. He's still staring at her.
That's not a normal charm.
You don't think so?
That feels different.
Huh. I haven't really seen... Well, I have.
Yeah, didn't she walk out by now?
She does. She walks past you, grabs the vest. Thanks! Puts it back on.
Does Eros notice?
Eros notices everything that goes in the vest and shakes out of it. He feels a lot better.
What's up?
Thanks for holding that for me.
Yeah, no problem.
She walks over to where Greta is, currently.
You look like you just woke up from a dream.
Yeah.
Eros, why are your pants wet?
Don't worry about that.
Can you control that thing right there? You got a crossbow bolt lodged between your...
I know. He gives eyebrows to Ever. You know what I mean, man?
That's great.
Lost in translation, I guess.
That is fascinating. I learned a lot. Sunu is truly a master of monkhood. He is not a dancing monkhood like I am, but it is very clear that he is very powerful. He knows his martial arts very well.
We can't fight these guys. It'd be insane to go up against them.
Murray is with you. That's the curious part. I don't think they're even really registered.
What do you mean?
Notice, everyone else is in a party. They're individual fighters.
You mean they're not registered as a party?
They are not registered as a party.
Do you think they're just... Maybe this is a strategy.
But they are registered individually, they need to be.
They are registered individually.
But not as a group.
But they're working together?
Hey, yeah, they can do anything. We could
I could work with you if I wanted to, right?
You don't have to go under the
car. Carlos runs up. Hey, did you see that? That was awesome. There was like, whoosh, 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 and then a ball.
Oh my god.
That's a good point, Murray.
Whoosh. Yeah, that was awesome.
Carlos ignoring Carlos.
I'm...
A very good point, Murray.
Kind of afraid. But yeah, we can... I mean, technically, all of us could have signed up individually. We wouldn't have to be tied together.
On a technical level, you could have signed up individually. And no one else wanted to deal with the handicaps. Would you have worked with any of those handicaps? If you were chained to a rock, if you were blind, if you were deaf, if you were sleeping? Sleeping? Sleeping.
I don't know.
Sleeping.
He got lucky, in my opinion.
Sleeping? Sleeping.
Yeah, no.
Are you serious?
We got this. Murray.
Fight while I'm asleep, too. I got my auto-defensive system as well.
Sure.
But but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about everyone else wouldn't have been able to do it if they were under those effects. These people are strong.
That's
fine.
So,
what other intel do you guys have? You guys know any of them?
Well, no, here's the problem. It seemed like they all got handicaps that they can possibly handle.
Right. Exactly. You noticed that?
I did.
Good. It's obvious. Did anybody else notice that?
No.
All right, that's fine. Whatever.
I think this thing's rigged.
You think it's rigged?
It might be.
I think it's not.
You mean...
They're playing by every single rule I have witnessed. Not everyone else is. You notice how smoke and mirrors, is it?
How are they cheating?
They're not cheating. They're trying to go around things. They try to egg on the competitors into giving them money so they can win.
Let me guess. They kind of prepared for this. Somehow. Or are they really that powerful?
I think there's pretty clear answer what that was. When are you watching?
I mean, I was watching, but I didn't see anything.
That's
because
you were staring at her tits instead of staring at her cod.
Hey.
Let's talk about this very briefly. Just very, very briefly.
Sure.
What if the Frost Giant got the sleeping spell?
He probably would have been screwed.
I think so, too. I just don't understand why this couldn't be rigged.
They're playing within the rules.
Sure.
So they got really lucky.
That's what
exactly. I'm thinking.
Exactly.
You see the cards?
No.
You didn't see the cards.
Well, does Eros remember seeing the cards?
He remembers something like shuffling.
He remembers seeing the shuffling the cards, but not the cards themselves, necessarily.
The gnome gentleman received two cards, I believe.
Not the same cards I'm talking about. Those are the handicap cards. Those are the things that are against them.
Wait,
the curse cards, if you want to call them that.
Okay. What else were they?
Wait, no. Then there's... They saw this coming, didn't they?
Well, there are the cards.
Boob
that
Chick
you
had
get
some deck of cards herself.
Wait a moment, yes.
It's a fortune telling deck.
Exactly. That's what I got too.
They knew this was coming.
They knew that. Exactly.
And they knew precisely what order to sign up in.
They knew what order to sign up in, and they knew what to do. And it was easy.
How many are there?
Of them?
Six. Yeah.
Six exactly. And I get a feeling that there's some sort of weird relation between the six of them. Now...
What do you mean by weird relation? Surely there are comrades.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
Of some sort.
Or colleagues.
But you see how opposite those two are, and they're best buddies. He's now pointing towards Brother Zerdan, who's now normal-sized again. But you see his cloak is thrown back, and he looks human. He's no longer blue-skinned giant, but it's very clearly that he has no pupils. Bright white eyes, as a frost dragon would. And he's shaking Ocliff, who still hasn't woken up.
Isn't he deaf too?
Yeah. So they're shaking him. And they're trying to poke him, and,
we gotta be careful. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
She's someone who can tell the future.
Which one?
Your friend Dara.
Well.
Really?
It's either she can tell the future.
Or that deck can.
The deck can, or there are other ways of, you know, lucking out, which is literally luck. What if she can form luck? What if she can change luck?
I would doubt it.
That would explain why they have so many chops. Individual accounts, let me add. You guys got a potty account, right?
Yeah.
Individual accounts because they're signed up individually. 500,000 each? You shitting me? Do they look like the performer types to you? There's only one among them who performs.
The dancer.
Right.
Okay.
She's damn good at it, too.
So,
okay, no, no disrespect
that
she is. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
they
yeah.
weren't as called
so,
as part
so
of
the
members.
They're not officially.
Nope. No, they're not. That's right, Ever.
Now, you can transfer. I transferred you 20. And, here. Tell you what. Want to raise the stakes? Want to draw some attention to ourselves?
Hell yeah.
Wait a moment. Why would that be advantageous?
Because we can get chops.
That's money, right?
That's money.
Let's get it.
What do you think?
Come on, guys. You guys want money. I'm not the only one.
What do you think between you and me?
Let's get money.
By you versus me, maybe a friend of mine.
A friend of yours?
Yeah.
So we're going to have people bet on us and then split the winnings?
I mean, granted, I trust you to a fault. Nah, I don't trust you at all. We're just good at this. This is just business, all right?
It's all business.
It's all business. That's true. That's correct. Now, I'm going to bet on myself, because I can take all five of you.
Wait a moment.
I can take all five of you. You stay on the tits over there. You couldn't look away. I'm sorry.
That's a challenge, then.
Yeah. Why don't we talk about this?
Let's go.
Yeah? All right. Well, give me 10 minutes to set up my own arena.
Let's do it.
Hey, are these pens... These pens being moved? Can I set up something here?
Wait, a quick huddle. He said he's going to bet on himself?
Yep.
We should bet everything on us.
Carlos is in the huddle, too.
We're probably going to have incredible, like odds. Like, we're going to be the underdogs of this one. Because everyone hates me, apparently. Right?
Pretty much.
Betting ourselves. Quadruple our accounts.
Hey, why don't you talk to Dara? See if you can get her to get interest on you in this betting. Because whoever Dara bets on, other people are going to bet on, too.
I'm gonna go talk to her.
I'm not sure I like this business of gambling.
It's fantastic.
I don't like it.
Gambling is great. That's how you make money.
No. If we fight, we must fight for honor.
There's no honor in having no money.
Think about it this way, Kuro. Think about it this way. If we decline this challenge...
A very short person has joined you. What's up?
Who the hell are you?
Is it Ocklet?
Yes, it's Ocklet.
Yo.
Hey, Ocklet.
Hello. How's it going?
Tell your hot friend that we're going to be fighting that guy
Which
over there.
One?
The boobs one.
Dara.
Three of them have boobs. Four of them have boobs, but you shouldn't...
The Dara. Dancer.
You shouldn't tell me. You shouldn't tell you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You shouldn't say that to Brother Zerdan.
So, yeah. We're going to be fighting that guy over there. Hope you guys can come watch us.
Who?
The guy in the metal canister. It is. Hey, it could be interesting, right?
From what I hear, it's kind of like what you have, too, my man. You might want to take a peek.
What are you talking about?
Don't worry about it.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
It doesn't sound like he does know.
He has brain damage.
That's unfortunate. Drills pop out of his backpack. Shall we take a look?
No, it's not that sort of brain damage.
Well, then it can be fixed, yeah?
Well, not with drills.
Nope.
He didn't, like, move his arms or anything. He just leaned forward.
Anyway. We're gonna go over to
You're looking a little
challenge.
Pale. You alright?
I'm good.
You sure? Mm-hmm. Come on. You can tell me.
I'm fine.
You can tell me.
Later.
Oh, sorry. Mechanism. I thought it was a punch in there.
Anyway, Kuro, think about it this way. Murray's challenged us, and if we decline, not only do we have chops at stake, we have our honor at stake.
I understand that, and I would accept the challenge. I do not, however, agree with the scheme of deceiving the crowd... to underrating us.
But then we can make so much more money.
That's true.
We're gonna win. Because we're amazing. And they never bet on us.
Okay,
and
he
looks cooler than us anyway.
Don't talk to Dara.
Well, very well. You may do however you wish. However, I will not be part of your schemes.
We can make so much money. We just tell the arbitrator...
Let's come back with Dara. Yes, we have a proposition. You, what is it that you do? What is she supposed to do?
Hey,
How's it going?
No, we just wanted to inform her.
Did you like the match?
Yeah, it was great. You did.
It looked fun.
Good job.
It looked fun.
Thanks.
But
Kuro's grumbling and writing his mysteries book. He's not really writing anything. He's just
the rest of the party has come over.
Mystery.
We're gonna fight ourselves, so you guys are more than welcome to watch us too. I mean,
you're gonna fight.
We're not.
Battle Royale's over,
not,
right?
Nothing too hot. What?
Battle Royale's over, right?
It we, is, but we it's.
Got the words of the Battle Royale, please step forward. I think that's us, but we'll be back. We'll connect. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Of course. All right. Catch you later.
Be right back.
Whatever. I guess we're gonna have to rely on ourselves.
That's fine. People are going to bet on us anyway. We should make a bet with the arbitrator that we're going to win. Put the party chops on it. Put our own chops on it, too.
Then again, we could lose everything.
I need
Come
my
on.
Chops.
How are we going to lose?
I need my chops.
Your chops are...
Would you want...
Kind of invisible.
One apple or 12 apples?
I would like all of the apples. We will put them in the vault and save them for later.
No.
That way, we will have more apples for later.
That is
no.
correct.
Than zero.
The stranger is the voice of prudence. You must heed him.
I still say we put our chops on it. Well, can't we ask the arbitrator what our odds are? Or see it? Because, I mean, if he can bet on himself, then the odds have to be there.
I guess so.
The arbitrator's kind of like the bookie, too, right?
The bookie?
You know what I'm saying, like...
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well... Let's just do it. I don't think we should bet everything, we should bet something.
I agree.
What if we also bet nothing? If we bet nothing, we don't lose anything.
We don't get any money.
We don't get any money either. But if people bet on us...
Feels a hug from behind. It's Dara.
Take it easy, man. Come on, I'm with my friends.
Listen. Eros, pay attention.
Kuro, roll religion. Dara is clearly a succubus. Ever roll nature.
Eros, you gotta pay attention.
Yeah, I'm getting...
Listen.
Is Dara evil?
32.
Succubi and Frostrands are commonly known as evil creatures.
Eros.
Yeah?
Listen. Come on, pay attention.
That's good.
Okay.
Hold on. I mean...
Yeah, hot chick. Okay,
yeah,
it's fine. And Dara.
Brother Serdin is how tall is Kuro?
Kuro is 6'5 or something.
Brother Zerdan's like 6'8.
Yeah, Brother Zerdan is taller than
him. Brother Zerdan bows to Kuro. He hasn't introduced himself. I'm Brother Zerdan.
Hello.
You seem like a man of the cloth.
Indeed I am.
As am I. He bows again.
Oh. I am Kuro, invoker of the holy name of Moradin.
Moradin. Blessed be his footsteps. Blessed be the earth upon he walks. I am Brother Zerdan, cleric of Melora.
I see. It is no surprise that a devotee such as you was victorious in this battle of honor.
I thank you, Goddess. It is a tough battle. I did not want to use... I did not wish to resort to such means.
Tell me, why do you compete in these matches?
Greater good, of course. Sunu is talking to a couple other people, but Dara is... Only Dara and Brother Zerdan are with the party currently. Sunu's holding something, and they're sadly talking about the small thing. Q sees a scouter. What's that he's holding? Scanning.
Which one?
It's just like a...
The thing Sunu is holding.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
It's about the size of a tangerine.
He looks at it like this.
Yeah. It's an archive.
He's trying to get more information.
It's like 100% full archive. So much information packed in there. That's like petabytes of information.
Oh my god. What's the title?
There's no title on it. All you can tell is that it's packed with information.
That object?
Yeah.
Its name is Archive?
No, it's a type of archive.
Okay.
As far as the scouters say.
Its origin? It's almost unreadable, but Q takes out the celestial time base and just changes with it, sending a message back to
Murray. About what does it say?
Yeah.
About what he sees?
Yeah.
As he does, his Ocklet makes full eye contact with Q. What did you say the brothers are doing? What did Kira say the brothers are doing?
Go on about the greater good.
Well, we came here to acquire key shifts. And you notice that he's staring direct Darren, who's making eye contact and frowning at him. Acquire something we were supposed to. Dara rolls her eyes. We're fighting because her voice is no longer high-pitched and chipper, and she's very matter-of-fact. We're fighting because we were told to be here.
She's still hugging me?
She's, yeah, hanging over your shoulder from behind.
That's cool.
Kuro's very irritated with Dara, but is focusing on talking to Brother...
Brother Zerdan. Brother Zerdan is... We were... tasked to make sure no one else won the battle royale. Now that we are finished there, we have no other business here.
I see. So you have succeeded in preventing a cataclysm of sorts.
In a sense.
Who would have won?
Don't know. We knocked so many people out.
And why'd you need to stop them?
Who tasked you to do this?
Kind of hesitates and says, well, as a man of the cloth, I cannot lie to you. It was Greta's idea.
I see.
We think that it would have led to a very difficult battle that may not be able to be prevented, but prophecy says that perhaps we've delayed it or hindered. Suno has joined you and hindered the enemy. He looks at all of you.
The enemy?
Of course. Those who wish ill upon us. Those who wish ill upon all of us.
Who would that be?
And Suno turns and says, I've destroyed the archive already. We should get going. And Dara looks pretty disappointed. We have to go now? They were going to have a match. What? The Battle Royale is over. It's all done. We're done.
It's all fun and games.
We don't have to. Is there another one we have to win? And they quiet down a little bit. No, it's just a side match. Okay, it's just a discussion. Where's Greta at? She went back to the farm. So was Greta. Let's shake their heads. Pain in the ass. That's alright. Well, should we stick around? Are you guys...
Yeah, come on.
Ocklet's like... I would love to talk with you more about, your methods.
But we got a match to fight. You should come watch us.
I should? Yes.
Come watch us.
Magnificent.
Right. I mean, we were at the gathering, right?
Yes, of course.
Chops everywhere.
Chops. Well, I mean, I guess.
Where's Murray?
Murray's has set up an arena.
We're going to go...
Murray's block is smaller now, but he's still sitting on it.
No problem.
He's set up his own fence, and people are watching as, like... it's telescoping out. And here, don't be alarmed. She's going to make this a little interesting.
Hey, no cheating.
You hear the sound of what might be large machines and piston. The ground is shifting over there.
Alright.
At this, Auklet looks really interested. Wonder what that's like. And Brother Zerdin kind of growls. Roll religion. It's no wonder that Zerdin is growling, because as a cleric of Melora, he worships wilderness. His values are wilderness and nature. And part of the dogma of Melora is to prevent civilization spreading too much, just overrunning nature. So this kind of like development over there, this is kind of insulting to them.
Okay.
Brother Zerdin.
Yes.
Are each of you and your colleagues, do each of you serve a different order? So I believe one of you
is a servant of... is shifting a little bit like this and eyeing you. What is the question?
You are a servant of Blessed Melora.
Of course.
Holy be the name of Melora. One of your colleagues is the servant of Sahin, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct.
Blessed be your name. And Greda, I sense divine energies emanating from her. She too must be a servant and favored by the gods. Is this correct?
Greta does have connection to the gods, but it's not my place to speak of my colleagues.
Very well. You have answered my question as best you could.
I'm sorry I could not answer it.
No apologies needed.
Carlos is just kind of sitting here and it's like,
Carlos is there.
Hey, Carlos.
This is so cool, Carlos. What?
You ready to go fight a match?
Yo, am I coming with you?
Sure.
Yes! Yes!
Wait a moment. You invited Carlos?
Yes.
You invited?
Yes.
He's going to be in our match? But we agreed with Murray it would be the five.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're gonna fight, boom, 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 ain't no stopping us now.
This is not against the terms we agreed upon.
Hey, Carlos.
Carlos. What?
You go get us coffee.
Coffee?
Yep.
But we're gonna fight the match.
Yeah, we're gonna fight if we're tired.
That's the match you're gonna fight.
I'll be right back.
You got it. Let's go.
Okay. So, are you heading over to the pens?
Yeah.
Dara, let's go of Eros.
Catch you later.
She no longer seems as interesting as before. She's like, yeah, sure. But she's no longer as interested in you.
Happens all the time.
They are following you, though.
All right,
and they're discussing whether they should bet on you.
Let's go into the pen.
Can you ask the arbitrator what are our odds?
What's the odds
possible?
Are for us to
can
win?
Can we do that?
Let me try. I'm going to try to get in contact with Gortog.
So you see, trying to get in contact with Gortog? What do you do?
I use the celestial timepiece.
Doesn't seem to contact him.
Who do we need Gortog?
Did they not just say arbitrator?
Yes.
What are the odds of winning?
Match set. Puzzle Party versus?
Murray.
Murray. Umber Party.
Umber Party?
Calculating odds. 8,500 to 1.
Now, those are some odds.
We're gonna win.
We're
8,500 to 1.
Umber Party.
That Murray will win.
These are the odds that we can take. You know how much money we can make off of this? All we gotta do is put down like 1,000 and we're rolling in it. Come on, guys. Think about it. 8,500 to 1.
Wait, your scheme is to roll around in the pen? Eros, even I see
yes,
that on sound.
Yes.
Yes, Kuro. You've shown me the wrong in my ways.
Very good.
You've arrived at the area that Murray has set up. It's oddly terrain. It's odd terrain, and there is there's a stream of running water. Now, all right, folks. I made some stuff here. You can see none of my machinery still going. None of that.
No tricks.
It's no tricks. None of my machinery still going in the terrain. Here's a little mountainside cliff. Here's this. Here's that. Here's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Out of character, please wipe. Please clear the board. And each of you draw some elements that you would like to see in this combat.
Oh, God. How big is the space that we have?
What?
You take care of this.
How big of a space do we have?
You can take as much space as you think is appropriate for a match between about 5v5.
5v5?
Yeah. Right, you're in charge of marking up the area that Murray would have marked.
I say probably up to here is probably big enough. Or no, it's going to be smaller than that, I think. I want to make it identical. What I'm going to do is I'm going to divide...
What do you mean by make?
Two people... people. It's symmetrical. It's going to be symmetrical in its nature. That seems more reasonable. So that both... neither side...
Did you just draw this or no?
No.
Oh, it's still... Okay. Yeah, nice. So...
Do something that Eros could kind of hide behind, too.
There has to be a running... a small stream or waterfall. That Murray pointed out.
A waterfall? Huh. It's like, that means there's a cliff of some sort.
Like 10 feet or more.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
What?
We're good.
Can you change the music for a little bit?
No.
So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make a small person chasm.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna make a chasm, not too deep, but like as if this is elevated over here.
Okay.
Like so, it's gonna be. This is gonna be a slope, right in there.
Okay.
I think.
With the water going this way.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was thinking the same thing, but over here.
I don't know where
we're
going
to
go.
Just go like the
hatches
like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do
drop.
Blue?
There you go.
Yeah, and we're going to have
for the,
it.
For the drop?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because we'll use blue for water.
Oh, for the drop? Okay.
Yeah, just kind of like... Yeah. There we go. Yeah, perfect.
And then what will happen is that this is sloping on both sides. Like that.
Okay, so then it's like, this is like a ramp, basically.
Yep. Yep.
And then this is a drop.
Cool.
Yep.
And these, at this point, the drop is so insignificant. All right, so we'll put the water right down the middle.
Yep.
Okay.
These circles represent boulders. The bigger the circle, the smaller, the bigger the boulder.
All right, should the water go across the whole thing, you think? I think it should.
I think so, yeah. Maybe we can have it there, And then what we can do is maybe make this like a beach, like a sandy beach.
So this goes and flares out like that?
Yeah.
So there's kind of like a pool of water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep going.
These X's represent trees.
I'm just gonna sit in right here. Logically speaking.
Yep. These trees are willows.
Okay.
You know, draw willow branches.
This is a full pool of water?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is... this area over here is going to be sandy.
Okay.
This is my urge pop.
This
place?
All the time.
That's
each
other.
What kind of... is that different?
Cool.
Do you have any
oil?
I could just sprinkle...
The Bryce. Yep. Thor was in 4E.
Thor's in 4E?
Thor is in 4E. Oh, I forgot. So Alex was pointing out that 5E actually has the Greek pantheon and such. It's a side pantheon, but it's in there.
Nice.
4E did have it, but it wasn't part of the main pantheon. And looking at it, it's not as shittily done as I anticipated previously. So I assume, oh, this is really shitty. No, it's pretty awesome. It's well done. It was actually released by, you know,
by Wizards,
yeah.
Whoa, what is this? This is intense.
Where's the high ground?
Here.
This is up? Okay.
Yeah, and then there's a drop here.
All right.
And then it goes down to a...
okay. What's that?
That's a slope.
Oh, slope.
We're all set, Marlon.
Can we draw, can we say this is, how high is the ground? 10?
10. It's not bad. Okay. Good.
Zero. Bad.
Good.
What? Nothing. Don't worry about it. You'll see.
No.
You're gonna fire dildos. Yeah. All dildos all day. Sorry, man.
I win except with dildos.
We'll just buy it, like, MS painted in.
The animation's terrible.
The animation's
terrible.
The whole white box is around it.
The animation's terrible, but. It definitely took us 40 hours to do.
So I one of the magical items, because you can get anything, right? Because it's a casino.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a Sybaris shard.
Sybaris shard?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Sybaris shard of mage?
Of cold, merciless cold.
Okay.
And I'm just going to, like, that onto my weapon.
Yep.
Okay.
It's fine.
Cool.
Just remember the effects constantly, because I'm not going to remind you anything.
I gotcha. I'm writing it down.
Are we getting ready?
Is the match about to...
So, before we start...
So, one or two things. One is that I'm going to need this to be pulled closer to me, so this needs to, like, be cleared a little bit.
Oh, so let's reverse the... Let's put the map next to DM.
Or I can go over there. That's fine.
It might be easier if you go over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a plug over there.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
If you can unplug me, actually, I don't want to... And I'm... The other concern is that we have less than an hour for trying to end at 7. I do not want to be here longer than 7:30.
Okay.
But I also need to pack.
Yeah.
So what time we hit the set of time that
seven?
We either stop? Because yeah, this will be like
say 7 we stop.
Which is 45 minutes. That means we have to take quick turns. If we do not take quick turns, I will move on.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna have to move this as well. Dylan, is Bryce is using it though?
It's fine.
Oh.
Okay. Well, like so good.
Yeah,
no,
it's fine. I know that.
I don't need the plug.
You don't need the plug?
No, I said you shouldn't plug it. I don't want to just don't want it wasting energy anymore.
Can we start the party anywhere?
The high ground? Murray wants to start in the low ground. Murray doesn't care where you start.
I think we'll also start the low ground.
Where are the dice? Where are the extra dice?
This one?
Yeah.
Where should Eros start?
I think Eros should start from the back so he can climb up. So that's the high ground you're in right now.
Where is Murray?
Murray hasn't chosen a position yet.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Is that Q?
Yeah.
Jesus, he's just gonna stay near Q. What is that?
That's a willow.
How tall are those?
Oh, they're usually about 10 to 12 feet in the air.
Is this the big D6?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, can we go wherever?
Yep.
I've just gone to people.
He's
going to
you.
Well, not necessarily. He can be up here.
Ross, you already saved Eros, right?
Yep.
It's asking if I want these card changes.
Yeah, it's good.
Are we good?
Thanks.
As we're walking on to here, Ever just says, if you guys want extra sturdiness for this battle, stay close to each other to start with.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, yes. Can I have the big box?
Yeah. Murray gives, he's being very open. Oh, are we still recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Murray's very open and he points out that he will completely stay off your comms in case you are using them, and he is unpatching now. He wishes you good luck. And if you lose to him, maybe you can work out a deal of some sort to split chops. But he's going all out, and you should too.
Fine. Let's do it.
Sounds good.
Eros is going to
Rerolling for
incentive? Can Eros talk to the arbitrator?
Yeah.
Eros is gonna wager.
Oh, yeah, good point.
100 chops. He's gonna bet on the puzzle party to win.
The stranger also says, I am also betting arbitrator, I am betting all chops in the stranger's account, yes, on the puzzle party, because we will win, yes.
Not to be outdone, Eros changes it to include all of his chops, betting on the puzzle party as well.
Stranger still has more chops than Eros.
Yeah, but...
He goes all in.
He goes all in. I'm all in. You guys? Come on. Look at the numbers. 8,500 to 1?
And if we lose?
We'll just work our way back up, or we'll steal some chops from people. No big deal.
Ever okay. Put 100 in on the puzzle party.
You will go all in.
Yes. Eros does this to Q.
The crowd's gathering.
Oh yeah, baby.
And it's there's a lot of murmurs. What is going on? What kind of technology is this? This is real water running. It's fresh. It's being recycled through something. But it's clearly like individual and, you know. They're murmuring at how quickly the field has changed. Mm-hmm. And what, you know, based off of Murray's granted profile, there's no way that, you know, anybody can win against me.
Alright, let's do this.
No problem.
Where's, so, point out your pieces again.
This is Q.
Eros.
Ever.
And the purple die is Kuro.
Do you have a separate one ready for?
I got a one ready.
Okay.
All the ones that
we
possibly need.
This is the stranger. The stranger will start up here.
Can I put this on the table?
Yes, sir.
Or if you know, you can also the chair.
Yeah,
but
this is okay for me if it's alright for you.
Yeah, it's not too bad. If it gets in the way, I'll fight.
Alright.
So this is the stranger, this is Ever, this is Eros.
Yep.
This is Kuro. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And this is Q. Is Q always on his disc?
Ever activates his armor.
Ever's armor pops back into existence.
Question, real fast. Can Q be knocked off his disc?
Yes.
Okay.
Alright.
Stranger says, hold on, yes!
Murray's entering the arena.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
Next to the fridge.
Is that it?
Yeah.
They'll get brighter.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They're gonna get brighter.
Oh, they will get brighter.
Yeah,
they will
get brighter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Roll for initiative.
Yeah, baby.
Everyone's setting up.
Good.
All right. That's gonna be. What's his initiative? Oh yeah, something retarded.
30.
Okay. Who wants to take care of initiative order?
Can I write it right here?
Yes.
That works, too.
Okay.
Kuro's 32.
Alright.
17 plus 18 is...
35.
10, 23 is 35.
Alright, so far... is Eros at 34. What'd you get?
35 for Eros.
35, okay.
Kuro's 32.
32. What did I get? What did I say? 30. Okay. What'd you get?
He was 22.
What'd you get?
The stranger got 37.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
22.
Okay. For what was your number?
32.
Gotcha.
32.
Put Murray in initiative as...
Eight, 28.
Shit.
What's his name?
M-U-R-R-A-Y. Gotcha. Alright.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
Murray's noticeably smaller. Oh, I like this. Murray's noticeably smaller block of metal is now floating beside him and shifting into an orb.
Okay.
Set orb initiative.
Okay.
As 85.
Oh man, it's over. JK. Oh my God. We lost all our shots. Shit.
Okay.
Fuck.
Everest hit was technically
still. Hmm? Sorry? Spirit starts there. Is it large?
It's already there.
Okay, is it large?
No, it's normal right now.
It's small. Or medium. Something like that. Okay. Okay. That's all that the orb does. It's scanning the nearest person. It scans 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It scans Kuro. Stranger's turn.
Oh my God.
As a free action, Ever is just saying, everyone get close to that guy.
Got it.
Close, 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 close.
Eros sends his signature thumbs up with a snap.
You hear a snap
of a close burst
from below, from outside the gate.
What's the sheep?
Yeah, close burst is one out.
One out.
It's Zara giving you a thumbs up.
Hey!
Imitating the snap.
I like her.
The stranger? Sorry, let's go over the terrain again.
Sure.
This is 10.
Slope.
And then it slopes down here. This is a steep drop.
It's a steep drop. Water's going through here. The X's with the squiggles, those are willow trees. And these are rocks.
How tall are these rocks? Yeah. 3, 4, 5 feet? Mm-hmm. Are they just full obstacles?
Really, you can climb on them.
Okay. I'm going to set an athletics check. Of 15, so it's not a terribly hard thing to do. Oh, okay, no. 18, it's not terribly hard to do.
But that does take up an action.
It does take up an action. That is, it would be a standard action, not a part of a movement action. So 18 to climb these rocks. This is a 10-foot drop?
Yes.
Okay. And the trees are how tall?
They're about 10 to 15 feet.
So, they peak over the height of this.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty tall willows.
All right. Are they, like,
but
very...
they're great.
They're very full. Okay.
Yeah.
So, willows... figure out with that. How deep is this water over here?
It's just a pond.
Just a pond?
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult terrain to walk through the pond. Obviously... difficult balance check if you're walking on top of this rock.
Okay.
Yep.
Or going between these two rocks, but it's not really another climb necessarily. It's going to be athletics, chances are, or acrobatics, depending on how you do it, on the willow trees.
To climb them.
They're 15 feet tall. This little stream here, it's going to be one difficult terrain to cross at any point.
Okay.
Except the waterfall directly, these two spots are going to be difficult terrain too.
Okay.
That means it takes 3 of movement. And to go up the slope, this part to this part to this part, all three lines of this as well. It's difficult terrain. 1.
Okay.
Okay. 10-foot drop is 1d10 damage if you do not land on something that is, happy. Alright. The stranger moves.
You got this, stranger.
The stranger moves to speed and immediately attacks the orb. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, the stranger cannot attack from here. So he uses what?
Oh, no.
Oh, he actually can. He actually can. So he uses a minor action to move like that. And hits it with Fallen Evil.
Okay.
And he crits. Sorry. This is Stranger Deals. creature deals 20 damage out the gate and uses his centered flurry of blows. So now you're 5 squares within. 1, 2, 3, 4. No. Centered flurry of blows. And deals it 6 damage.
So 26 total.
26 damage. And shifts it over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Alright, Eros.
Eros, that's it for the stranger?
Yeah, that's it for the stranger.
Alright, Eros is gonna target Murray. That's him, right?
Yeah.
Alright. Can you see him just fine?
There's a willow in the way.
Doesn't he have line of sight?
Oh, yeah. He's got partial cover. That's it. Partial cover is only -2, though.
Is there partial? Yeah, okay. So Eros is just gonna move like that. Is he partially covered still?
No.
Okay.
Here's a pretty good line of sight there.
Alright, terrible idea, actually.
What is this?
Sand.
Okay, so that's also difficult to rainwater.
Okay.
Alright, Eros is going to move there. He has partial cover?
Yeah.
Alright, whatever. Eros is going to attack him with Sly Flourish. Yay. It's going to be, believe it or not, 31 versus AC, -2.
29.
He hasn't acted yet, right?
Yeah.
So cancel out the +2. -2.
Okay, that's true.
He's combat 31. Advantage.
31.
So 31 versus AC.
31 versus AC?
Yeah.
That's...
I'm probably going to have to get up to that one.
Gonna hit.
Okay. So he's going to roll his damage. This is a cold attack, obviously. So it's going to be 5 plus... 18 plus 10.
Oh, wow, okay. I can actually
get to the house too. Are you able to move the spirit?
Plus yeah. His sneak attack damage, because it's a combat advantage.
Okay.
3, 6, 9. His 1 is 10. Equals 53 damage.
Which is 5 damage for the entire
target is rattled. So -2 to attack rolls until the end of his next turn. And he's also vulnerable 5 cold.
Vulnerable 5 cold. You're going to have to call that.
Yep.
What if I went to the orb? Could you move the spirit ball?
Alright, that's the end of Eros's turn.
The range is big enough, I can do it anywhere.
Alright.
Okay, cool.
So,
okay.
Eros's turn, Kurilo.
Hand of Radiance. Against 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep. Right. Against both.
How much damage?
53 damage. Sorry.
It's all good.
Against the orb. 23 versus reflex.
23 versus reflex. That is going to. Miss.
Against Murray.
Ah.
20 versus reflex.
It's gonna miss.
Okay. Is it broken wade through the river? What's this? It's a tree, right?
A tree, yeah.
That's it. Are you gonna climb the tree?
Standard action, climb the tree.
Oh.
Alright, Coro will. Climb the tree.
Standard action?
It's a standard action.
Climb. Oh, yeah, standard yeah. action. What about wading through the river?
That's just...
Difficult terrain? One.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4. To climb on top of the rock? Or an athletics check?
Another standard action.
That's a standard action. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
River.
Okay.
The advantages, though? I will say the advantages... Might be worth the usage of climbing a tree or climbing the depending, because being in the tree can be partial concealment and combat advantage due to height.
That's true. Okay, Crow, is that your turn?
Yeah.
Ever.
Okay. Ever is going to through magic that I'm not going to bother explaining. Both bring up another spirit here. Kind of, no, right here. And make this one come right there.
On the
sort
tree.
Of is the tree.
Wow. Cool. What a beast.
And since none of that required a move action, I'm going to try and move. Actually, put that there. Just to make sure I can move. So one, two. Actually, I can move there. That's fine. That. Doing that. That costs that. Then I'm going to cast Protective Roots. Everyone gets resist 5 for the rest of the encounter.
What? Yeah.
Yep. And that's everything because I did multiple minor actions.
Okay.
Murray goes after Ever.
After Ever. Murray is pulling the super villain thing. Makes you think of the name Cognis for some reason. He's going like this.
This?
Murray, and he's trying to glower menacingly when he realizes that he's still wearing his robe. It's a kobold. It's this tiny ass kobold.
What the hell?
But he has this metal plate in his head. And a glowing right eye.
What the hell?
Parts of the orb fly out and they shape to identical shapes. And he ponders this for a little bit. He does this thing. They turn instead into giant, like Naga type creatures.
Okay.
But they're still very clearly metallic.
Is that his turn?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. He's gonna move. He's on his disc right now.
Yep.
Does that count for difficult terrain?
No.
Okay,
he's more difficult terrain.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Okay.
He's gonna move there. Okay. Q's going to mark these two characters. These two enemies right there. With his shielding, Aegis of Shielding, and then he's gonna attack a melee basic against Murray. So he's gonna do 27 versus AC.
It's gonna hit.
Okay. She's going to roll. He's gonna do 16 damage.
Good shit.
Sorry, how much?
16.
16 damage on Murray?
Mm-hmm.
Murray's taking vulnerable flat cold. If that's anyone, anyone can do that.
I'm
definitely not. Alright. Give me a second. Yeah, it looks like a Naga, but it's kind of like a Yuan-Ti. It's a giant snake kind of person.
That's my turn.
Alright.
Orb.
Orb's turn. The orb just bashes into the stranger, or attempts to. Misses the stranger miserably, who dances out of the way.
Sure.
Then you hear the crowd
excellent.
Cheer.
Yeah. Do we see numbers?
No.
Oh.
This one attacks a stranger, and this one as well attacks a stranger. Are they,
both
is, that,
miles
is that a spare?
Yeah.
All right.
Are the Nagas on the ground, or are they floating like the orb?
They're floating slightly above the ground.
Crap, I forgot his spirit.
Is Murray floating?
No. He's on the ground. One misses. And the stranger is marked.
Hmm.
The other one hits.
Make sure he takes a minus two.
The other one misses. No, the other one hits. Anyway.
With the minus two?
Yeah.
Who?
The stranger.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, so... Stranger takes 9 damage, and Stranger's marked, taking ongoing 5 psychic damage.
Save ends?
Save ends.
Does resistance do anything for ongoing damage?
Oh, yes it does. Wait.
It's resist 1.
Resist 5 all damage, yes, the damage is cancelled. And Stranger...
Takes 4 damage.
Takes 4 damage.
Wow.
OP. They should have bet on us.
Okay. See.
Yeah. 85.
Yeah.
Okay,
that
was
it. Alright, that's the orb's turn.
On it to mature,
Stranger.
Yes,
Stranger's turn. Stranger uses what else but 5 storms?
Of course.
Well, so you think. You can't hear him again.
Which one's Eros? I couldn't see because your hand was blocking it. Blue D12?
Yep. Each is knocked prone and is each takes 21 damage.
I'm gonna use that.
Plus centered for the blows. Stranger deals another 6 damage to each. Alright.
Eros?
Yep.
Alright, Eros is gonna use Sly Flourish.
Right now, it's 33.
He has combat advantage.
Yep.
So it cancels out the minus 2.
Nice.
That's the way to do it. Okay. Sly Flourish, critical, hit, critical, success. That's going to be 6 plus 18 plus 15.
Wait, why does he have combat advantage?
He's vulnerable to cold. And he has vulnerable.
Oh, right.
And he's going to do his sneak attack now.
Isn't sneak attack max during crit?
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah. We've always maxed it.
Okay. And he also has a weapon critical.
Okay. You roll that separately.
Yeah. And it's on critical, it's plus 1d6, I think. Yeah, most likely.
Yep.
Sorry. Alright, so 1 damage from his 1d6. Okay, that's gonna be
Eros' turn.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Calculating damage.
On deck is Kura.
Yeah. 6 plus 18 plus 15 plus 24 plus 1. 64 damage.
Now he's bloody.
Wow.
Target is rattled, and still vulnerable 5. That's the end of Eros' turn.
Why don't we say we take him out?
Hmm?
Let's take out Murray.
Sounds good. Or, sounds good.
Girl's right next to this thing, so.
Okay. Please. Eros is that?
That's
yep.
It, yeah.
Alright,
before we go. Rain of bread!
Yes!
Bread rains down.
Rain of bread. This is it, guys.
From the sky, pelting the enemies. Area burst 1. First attack against Naga 1. Another creature one. Whoa.
Near Bryce's foot.
I'll be rolled.
Yes.
I've read 23 versus. I didn't write it. 23 versus 42.
20 versus
42.
What?
Can
my spirits ignore
difficult
terrain? Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Bet on us. 21 versus 42, you said?
Yeah.
Which one are you attacking?
The number one Naga thing.
That misses.
26 versus fortitude orb.
That hits.
Okay, hit on orb.
It's, sorry, the other. Yeah,
that's a deep 20.
Okay.
The two? Naga two?
Naga two, what's the? Fortitude.
No, 27 versus 42.
Miss.
Okay. So hit on the orb.
Were you calculating... This is a spirit.
Yes.
Were you calculating combat advantage for either of these two?
No.
Okay, so this is what? 20... You said 26 to start? Yep.
28 versus 42.
Miss.
That one hit.
That one
already
hit.
Yeah, this one hit. And then this is not combat advantage.
That one... Okay, number two missed.
Okay.
Number two. So just the orb as usual. All right. So that becomes 12, 13 against the orb.
14?
13.
13 total.
Okay.
Against the orb. Vulnerable 5.
Whoa. Just untyped?
All damage.
What the hell?
Oops, I should have included allies in the burst, but whatever.
It's burst 1.
Yeah.
So you can position it so it doesn't hit them.
Hmm?
You can position it here.
It can work.
No. I should have positioned it here.
Oh. Okay.
I guess, could I position it there?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So allies in the orb gain power bonus to attack rolls. The stranger has a power bonus and the spirit has a power bonus. Plus 4.
Wow.
Plus 4.
Smack the crap out of that. Is that Kuro's turn?
Kuro's turn, yes.
All right, Ever is on deck.
You made him now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to use this. Nope, I'm not. I'm going to use Spirit Infusion. Go, Eros, go.
To Eros?
Yeah. Make a Bele Mesic.
A Bele Mesic? or a range basic?
Yeah.
A basic attack, isn't it?
Basic.
Okay, so he's going to make a basic attack.
My bad. Okay.
It's fine.
Because melee basic would mean that he can't.
No, you're right.
He has combat advantage.
A basic attack?
Yep.
Oh, man. That's the second time you've done this.
Hold on.
Isn't it once per turn, too? You can sneak attack.
Yeah.
Didn't you crit last time?
Yes, he did. So he's doing 63 damage again, or something like that.
It's gonna be 6 plus 14 plus max stab sneak attack. Well, sorry, 6 plus 14 plus the cold damage, which is 15, plus max stab sneak attack, plus the weapon critical. Alright, plus 2.
65 damage.
That's gonna be. I don't know.
Well, 64 last time was after the plus 1 for the weapon critical. Is it 65 damage now?
No, because it's a Sly Flourish, she gets a huge bonus.
Oh, okay.
I'll just do it quick. It's 61 damage.
We need to make sure this isn't confused with Cora.
Is the tree.
The crowd is cheering at this.
And that's all my turn.
That
means it's...
result was unexpected result.
Right.
You da bomb.
Learn that one from you?
Yep.
Jesus, right.
Murray positions motions at the orb and slides it back.
Stranger gets an opportunity attack, right?
It shifts.
Oh, it shifts. Okay.
And it shifts half its speed.
Oh, okay. That's speed. That's a huge-ass speed.
Jesus.
And out pops.
What?
A small goblin.
A mechanical goblin?
No. It's a live goblin.
What? Live goblin.
Add, at the bottom of the list, to initiative, goblin.
Come on.
Give him an initiative of two.
Probably should have left more space.
But
not
just
two, but yeah.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay. I'll keep this down. Okay. So what Q's gonna do is that he is now going to he's gonna use impenetrable warding, meaning that while he's taking the stance, his sword bond ability and his warding now apply to all damage. I mean all defenses.
Okay.
So it's a plus two to everything. And he's gonna move.
Shift?
He's gonna. Yeah, he's gonna move right there. And he's going to use Dimensional Thunder. Right on top of the right on top of the orb. Here we go. No. Gotta reroll.
Nice.
That's gonna be 36. Versus fortitude against the orb.
Let's
the orb.
Do it.
Yep.
It's gonna hit.
Okay. One. And so only 14 damage. 13 thunder damage against the orb.
13 or 14?
14. Alright, and then each enemy adjacent to me. Oh, damn. That's okay. These two are gonna take ongoing 5 thunder damage. The orb and the goblin.
Okay.
And Q's. Okay. That's it. That's all that Q can do.
Okay.
Time warning.
Okay, goblin.
Yeah. 7.
Are we going only till 7? Are we stopping there?
It depends on how long you need to take to collect your stuff.
Could I pack and then continue and figure it out from there? Is that all right? Or would you rather just stop at 7?
We should probably just stop, I think.
I think it's better to just stop.
Okay. We're all kind of get tired. All right.
We can stop and pick up from here, right?
Yeah.
We have I'll
to take
a picture.
We have to take a picture of the map exactly as it is.
We don't need to clean it.
That was Q?
That was Q. All
right. Goblin... He's dizzy, falls over, he's prone, still casts a spell.
Okay.
Murray's healing.
Okay.
Okay.
Take Murray was healed, you said?
Murray is
all right,
healing.
So it's the goblin.
Oh.
Or.
Okay. We're going to make this the last round.
Okay,
through.
Cool.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And
good.
Then go. Orb attacks Q.
Okay.
He tries to... Quick attack him, essentially. 38 versus AC.
That's gonna hit. Damn. What the hell?
There goes my bonus.
6.
Oh, you're still only 6. Okay. I'm still only gonna do 6, right? Wow, that was cool. Did you see that spin?
Yep.
It spun its corners. So 1 plus 5. Oh. Okay.
The bonus is gone.
Okay, 13 plus 32 versus AC.
Miss.
Alright. So you only take 5 damage.
With resist 5?
No damage.
Alright.
Alright, the stranger.
Nice.
I'm guessing the stranger?
Yep.
Oh wait. The orb the others are
so the Nagas.
The Nagas are actually in the orb's initiative order as well.
I'm gonna do orb plus.
Okay. They both attack the stranger, but they first both stand up. Because the stranger knocked him prone. Okay, 32 versus AC on the stranger.
Minus 2.
Minus 2, that's going to miss. Alright. 37 versus AC on the stranger, minus 2 is 35. And that's going to hit. Stranger takes 12 damage. Okay, stranger takes 17 damage, minus 5.
12.
12 damage. And he's now again taking ongoing 5 points of damage. No, he's not. The stranger's gonna. Save next time. Alright. Oh, it's going to try and grab the stranger. It crits. Stranger's pulled one square and grabbed. Okay. It's the stranger's turn?
Yeah.
Stranger attacks the creature that he doesn't. He uses a masterful spiral. So 37 is good.
Nice.
Hits. And the other one crit fails. Stranger deals. Thirteen plus 11 force damage on number one. 13 plus 11.
24.
Yeah, 24. And the other one takes half damage.
12.
12 damage. The stranger does another 6 damage on each of them. Is he close enough? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The stranger flicks his blade, and it flies over and hits the goblin for 6 damage.
Could it also hit the orb, since that's only 5 spaces?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, it can also hit the orb. The stranger aims at the goblin.
Okay.
Who's on the ground, but it automatically does damage.
Oh, okay.
It hits the goblin, and the orb takes damage. Okay. Stranger pulls these two this way.
Good.
Although he's grabbed, he pulls it anyway. And he pulls this one
somehow.
2 squares. Sliding the prone creature.
Nice.
Well, here, actually. No, no, here.
I want.
It slid 2 squares.
Nice.
Okay, the stranger is all done.
Okay, right, Eros, go.
Alright, Eros is gonna use Sly Flourish against Murray. Eros is really changing it up here. Okay, there you go. It's gonna be 31 versus AC.
Hit.
Okay, it's gonna be 4 plus 18 plus 15 plus 7. 5 is 13. Another 8 is 21. And that is going to be 22 plus 15 is 37 plus 21 is 58. 58 damage. And that is going to be his turn.
Who'd you do that against?
Murray.
Okay.
That's the end of Eros' turn.
Okay.
Wait. No, he's not done. He's going to use his move action to move 0 spaces, and he's going to try to become hidden.
In the tree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
It's fine. No, don't worry.
I was watching you do
22 for stealth.
He thinks he's hidden.
Okay. And he's gonna use Sudden Bolt as a minor action. And it's gonna be against Murray, right? And it's gonna be this.
Nice. 37 versus AC.
Hit.
That's nice.
No sneak attack damage?
No. Okay, hold on. Okay.
I'm okay.
So he's gonna roll 2d6. So 4. Gonna be 5 is 9. Plus 14 is 23 damage.
Got this guy.
Plus the cold damage.
Oh my god.
So it's gonna be 23 plus 15 plus
so
nothing else. It's 38 damage.
Like disc attack.
And yeah. If he was hidden, the target is dazed until the end of the next turn. On my next turn.
Murray is not dazed.
That's the end of Eros' turn.
Okay.
Thunder of Fudgement. Blast of chocolate, rock the air around.
No. Why?
Cocoa. 25 versus fortitude on number one. Here.
25 versus fortitude?
Yeah.
On number one.
I actually haven't destroyed anything.
That's gonna miss.
Yeah, you haven't.
Nothing has been.
Oh, memory of a thousand lifetimes.
Memory of a thousand lifetimes.
Not the goblin.
26 versus fortitude.
26 total?
26 total.
No.
No.
Damn.
Does he have combat advantage?
He does.
Combat advantage because of spirits. So
28
versus fortitude.
That's gotta hit.
Nope.
No.
Okay. What a life.
24, 26 versus fortitude. He also misses.
Nope. Thunder Fudgement misses. Is there any miss effect?
No miss effect.
Okay.
There's only Covenant of Wrath. There's only one hit, right?
Yum! That looks delicious.
Brilliant baking.
Oh boy.
Wait, can he do that? With is that another standard action?
Action point.
Actually,
brilliant bacon.
7 o'clock.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Area burst here. Okay. Yeah, I guess since it's the edge, everyone. They're all bacon. And this is a tree.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a tree.
Tree.
Okay. Brilliant baking. Each enemy in bursts.
You hear the crowd.
35.
Yes.
35 versus Will on Murray.
Yes.
Performance on
yes.
Yes.
Oh. 26 versus Will on Orb.
26 versus Will.
Will on Orb.
With combat advantage?
Oh, does the Orb have combat? You have combat advantage against.
Isn't that one of your guys?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
28.
Yep. Do you have combat advantage? 28
versus
yes.
Will.
Yes!
I wouldn't think the orb would have very high will.
Ongoing 10 radiant.
Oh my god.
Minus 2. You know the beacon.
Oh my god.
The bacon.
Hold on, the bacon.
Baking.
Never mind. I was thinking that the 5, plus 5 to attack. Was it plus 4 to attack for the stranger previously?
Plus yeah. 4.
So one of the... he dealt 24 damage instead of 12 at one time.
Okay.
Alright. Ongoing 10?
Ongoing 10 radiant damage. Does that save ends?
Damage.
Hmm?
Does that save ends?
Yes, it save ends.
Okay.
Sweet!
So they can save. Anything else from Kuro? Anything brilliant?
Does Brilliant Bacon have any other effects?
The minus 2 penalty attack rolls for enemies.
Okay.
Defenses and saving throws.
Okay.
Attacks, defenses, and saving throws. Minus 2.
That's way too good.
Okay. Good?
Yes.
Ever. All right.
Ever's turn. Ever will use this one. I can't pronounce that word. That's okay.
Ancient Prongia. Really
yeah, don't worry about it. Okay. How does a burst work? Is that the same as this?
Burst is from here.
From here radiating out?
Yes.
No. That's blast. Right?
A burst is.
Burst is in.
Burst is just like this, yeah.
Yeah, so it's radiating from the creature.
From the
creature.
Center.
Yeah, radiating.
From the center.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, close burst,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's close burst, yeah.
Okay, two, huh? I'm gonna shift here. One, two, one, two, one, two. Okay, yes.
Yeah, it
if I go here,
yeah.
Does that get him too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna do that. Okay. And, let's see how it goes.
You're gonna go this way?
Yeah, who are you gonna roll for first?
Mary first?
I'm gonna start with him and
okay.
go this way.
Okay.
Damage is. Okay.
Okay.
19 plus 17 versus Fortitude.
36.
36, yes. Okay. Next is on the thingy. That is a 7 plus 17 versus
24. No combat advantage, right?
No combat advantage, taking a minus 2 penalty to defenses because of Brilliant Bacon.
Brilliant Bacon.
So it's a 24.
Still misses.
Okay.
Goblin dude. Oh no,
that's
I knocked everything out.
That's fine, it's fine. I got you.
Alright.
Just do the total.
Okay. 12 plus 17. 79, 29.
Yeah.
29 versus
42 for this guy.
Okay.
Okay. One. Whatever. Okay, five.
No. Using this one. So it's a plus. You have to calculate that all in there. So it's nine.
Nine damage.
Don't forget.
Plus two against bloody.
Yes, yeah,
so he's bloody.
Yes, Murray is very bloody.
So that's 11 against him and 9 against him, I think. I assume he's not
yep.
Okay. And there's now a zone there.
Yes.
What that kind of zone? Gives them minus 2 to attack rolls. And if they end their turn in that zone, they take 5 psychic damage. I could sustain for a minor.
So nice. It's the zone is all the target area?
I'm just going to draw around the corners.
Yeah.
I think we should use green.
Or red.
Yeah, red is better.
Where's red?
Okay. Here's red.
Okay. And the next person can go.
That will be Murray.
Murray's passing out right now. Murray's falling unconscious. He motions to the orb, and the orb covers him.
He's inside the orb.
He's inside the orb.
Okay.
Oh.
But you hear the announcement, Murray is unconscious!
When does battle open? Alright, is that Murray's turn?
That is Murray's turn.
Alright, Q.
He's gonna use. He will use Sword Mage Shielding Fire on the orb right there.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. It's gonna be 27 versus Fortitude.
27 versus Fortitude.
29. Because of minus 2 to defensive, right?
Essentially 29. That is going to miss.
Oh.
Oh, but isn't Everzone...
Like, only does attack.
Only attack.
Yeah. Only attack. Okay. In that case, Q shrugs, and he moves one here, and he's going to use Seed of Fire on the goblin. Yep, and he's going to make an attack roll now. So that's going to be 36 versus AC.
Hit.
That's
okay.
It.
He's going to deal 19 damage to the target. Okay, he's doing, 19 damage, and then I'm going to push the target this way. 1, 2. Okay, so two. Anyone who's in two squares of that thing.
Of
the goblin now is going to have another attack. I'm going to force another attack on them.
anybody.
But the thing is that since I have Age of the Shielding, the Stranger and Kuro are not affected. Neither is Spirit. That's the effect of the power.
Okay. Could you tell me, in plainer terms, what attacks it?
Oh, it's they're doing fire damage. That's it.
All right, I'm not...
Who's doing
not
the fire damage?
So, in other words, the goblin's now on fire.
The goblin's
okay.
now on fire.
He's on fire right now. And I push the target towards those two other creatures.
Right.
Since they're in two squares of that creature, they're going to get another attack. Force upon them.
Oh, which is essentially fire damage from this goblin being
yes.
on fire. Okay.
It's like a cascade.
The fire dissipates and appears on the orb.
On the orb?
Yes.
Okay. So the fire dissipates in... Okay. Then it's... can I make an attack on the orb?
Like
yes.
You,
okay.
So still roll for the damage. Or whatever. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Right. I resist the fire.
Okay.
Goblin,
and he's squealing. He curls up to a ball and points at the orb again and seems like he's healing Murray again.
Okay.
And
that's it. We're going to have to call it there.
Okay.
All
right.
Take lots of pictures.
Someone should remember... each of us should remember what has happened. I wrote mine down, so I know.
What effects you have on the field?
Yeah, but I have no effects currently because Murray is...
I only have one, though.
Make sure you know
so
which
I
ones
know
you've
which...
used already.
Yes, I'm going to mark them on the back.
Okay.
I'm going to use a pencil and mark them on the back. And a little X. And I realized one of you guys all have such high AC that one of my powers is basically pointless. So I'm going to have to choose a different one.
I lost it.
Not necessarily.
275
guess...
damage.
The only reason why I have such a high AC is because of you.
Yeah. No, that's not, like, honestly, we're still being hit pretty hard.
No, because, like, what it does is it lets me make a nature check, and then other people can use that instead of their...
AC?
Instead of their defense of any kind.
Oh.
But
wanna,
I don't
Ollie,
know...
You wanna pause it?
Like, I mean, I'm going to keep
yeah,
it anyway,
yeah,
but I want to know people's numbers to see if that's even ever worth using.